The Wolves are on the road in Wayne, America, and Sioux Falls this weekend. As we turn the calendar to the new year, we've got our first installment of Pack Chat as it makes its elongated return. Today we bring in the junior transfer from Augustana and the Sioux Falls native, Isabel Moore, on the program. Thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me.
Izzy, Isabel, what do you want?
Izzy's good.
Izzy? Yeah. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. So big weekend for the squad this last weekend against Duluth and CSP. How big was that weekend for you guys to really kind of continue this 25 season off to a good start here?
I would say it was pretty huge, not only beating CSP, who's number 16, I think, but just sweeping and seeing the level of play that we can be playing at, I think was the most important thing. I feel like it's starting to click with us and just how we're playing and on the court, knowing each other, and I think that was the biggest thing, not only having that huge win, but just realizing what we can do as a group.
I said to PK, it doesn't feel like you guys are peaking so much as rounding into form. Is that fair to
I
say?
I totally agree with that. Yeah, it's like that game wasn't a perfect game for us. It's not like we did everything right, but it's just all starting to fall into place, I'd say.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a lot of fun to watch and broadcast for sure.
Mm-hmm.
6-for-6 for you on the floor there on Friday. Were you kind of in the zone, or did you have your Wheaties before that game, or what?
I think I was just in the zone. I was getting a lot of good passes close to the hoop, so I'll have to credit my teammates to that too. But yeah, I just kind of tried to lock in there for that game.
Can you describe the zone? Because when you're putting it up and it's going in, you can't miss. I mean, we've seen that on the guys' side, the gals' side. When you're in that zone, what's that like?
For me, it's just not thinking about it. It's just doing what I know I can do, and without double thinking, overthinking. That's when I start to miss shots, is when I look at the rim too long or something, and then it falls out. So just doing what I know I can do and not thinking about it.
It's like that scene in Top Gun Maverick. Don't think, just do.
Yes.
So good stuff for sure. So you also played some pretty good defense, in my opinion, against CSP there on Saturday. How much pride do you take in that side of the floor?
A lot. I think that my offense flows from my defense. And when, as a team, I think that's how it goes with this year's group too. But for me personally, when I can lock someone down or get a defensive stop, kind of gets things flowing on the other end for me too. So I like to start there.
No doubt about it. Well, you start your career at Augustana. What brought you here to Aberdeen?
Just a tough year at Augie, and my sister was coming. My sister's a freshman on the team, Lucy, so I knew that'd be special. I have connections with PK, and just I knew that she cared about me as a person before a player, and that's been something that I've seen this whole year and felt, and I feel like that's been a huge part of how I've been able to play the last several games, is just me and PK's relationship, and that's just something I wanted to end my career with, having a coach that I knew cared about me off the floor.
You mentioned her already. How cool is that, being on the same team as your little sister? That's pretty cool.
It's super cool. It's awesome. It'll be a lot, not more fun, but it'll be fun when like she can get on the court with me. But
yeah,
this year it's been just special having her on the bench and being able to look over at her, give her a high five when I come off the court. It's a sense of comfort.
Well, it makes my job a lot easier. You know, more passes to more. I can just say more out there.
Yeah.
It's all good. It all flows. So how do you like your time so far here at Northern State? It's a small sample size, but how do you like it so far?
I've loved it. It's been pretty much everything I hoped it would be. So I got to credit my teammates. They've really welcomed me in with open arms since the first day I've been here. And the connections and relationships I've been able to make already just in the past couple months have been amazing.
Glad to hear that. That's good stuff. So you are playing Augustana, of course, on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
What's that going to be like? Is that fun? Is it awkward? Are you looking forward to it? Dreading it?
It's fun. I'm looking forward to it. We get to play in the Elmen, which I kind of prefer to the Pentagon. But no, there's no bad feelings or anything. It's mostly just excitement.
Has having Michaela Jewett on this year's team, has that made that transition a little easier for you?
Yes, for sure. Kind of like my sister, Michaela's someone when I'm getting frazzled or feel a little uncomfortable, I can look at her, and it's just been a sense of like comfort, I guess. Mm-hmm. I use that word a lot, but she's just been with me the last 3-4 years, so having her on the court, it's just kind of,
it's like, it's a warm, awesome. It's like a warm blanket on a winter
yes,
day.
Perfect. Yes.
Yeah,
that's the word.
Yeah, you could use that for sure. So walk me through your days playing at O'Gorman. Did you play other sports? Was it strictly basketball? What was that like for you?
I did track and field. I did hurdles, but mostly just basketball. That's what I focused on. The fall, I would work out. Winter, we play basketball. And then spring, I kind of just had fun with track. But I loved O'Gorman. It was the best.
I've heard good things about O'Gorman before.
Yeah.
Why did they drop the Sioux Falls? Why is it just O'Gorman now? Any idea on that?
I don't know. That actually changed when I was in high school. They changed it to Bishop O'Gorman. And that was a big, huge thing. Like, we had an assembly and everything for them to reveal that. But I honestly don't really know.
Okay. Interesting. Did not know that. Would not have expected that.
Yeah.
Any pregame superstitions for you? Or are you just basically throw the headphones on, I go out and play? Any pregame superstitions?
Not really. Throw my headphones on, listen to one praise and worship song to just kind of calm me and get me in the right headspace, and then I go out and shoot 10 minutes before the game, and then we warm up.
Catholic, Christian, Presbyterian?
Christian, we're not Catholic, but yeah, just non-denominational.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm a Catholic, so
okay.
A little FYI, a little insider baseball there.
Yes.
So how'd you fall in love with the game of basketball? Why not softball or golf or something else?
I would say my dad. There was always a basketball and a hoop around our house, and then from a young age, I just kind of took it up with his interest in it. First, just watching it, honestly. He just always had it on. And then when I got to the age when I was allowed to play, it was the first sport I got into and just loved it right off the bat.
It's funny you mention that because for Christmas, my daughter got a basketball hoop. Mm-hmm. Now it's up to me to put it together. But now you mentioned, oh, you always had a basketball hoop around. Looks like it's kind of on me. And who knows? She might be playing high school ball or college ball, or you never know. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting.
No, that's where it starts, those little tyke hoops.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm looking forward to that. I mean, she's in the 98th percentile in height.
No way.
So in theory, she should have that.
Yeah.
Might be a basketball player.
That'll be a plus.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Funniest player on the team this year. What do you got?
I feel like I'd have to give that to Elena just because she always makes me laugh. But we have a lot of funny people, but Elena just, she always knows how to put a smile on someone's face.
Yeah, she's got a couple of good one-liners for sure.
She does, yeah.
So you mentioned your dad. Your pops played here at Northern State. Has he shared any fun stories about his time playing at NSU or just fun college stories from your dad?
Oh, yeah. I've heard story upon story about my dad's basketball career, which I love.
Anything good?
Yeah. I'll share the story. You can decide if you want. I don't know. They're kind of inappropriate.
Sure. I was going to say, some's got to be radio appropriate, right?
Yes. I feel like but every time I see someone, obviously after the games, he has to talk to a lot of people, and they always tell me how much energy he played with, and they'll always give him crap about not passing the ball. But I think that was okay in his time because from what I can hear, he can score. He could score. So I guess there's been a lot of stories. His bandana is kind of infamous, but yeah.
Bandana, huh?
Yeah, he had a mullet and a bandana.
Oh,
so
wow.
I had a guy come up to me and say I need to put on the bandana one game, which I don't think will happen.
I hate winter.
But maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would not have expected that.
No. It's fun that he played here. Like when we go and lift, there's a huge picture of him, which it's either funny or weird to look up and see your dad when you're lifting, but no, that's also a huge reason why I came here.
Definitely unique for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking forward to I Hate Winter? That's going to be your first time with the maroon and gold, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it. It's been hyped up to be something pretty incredible, and from the pictures and videos I can see, it'll be a really fun atmosphere to play in. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
I'm looking forward to rocking my Hawaiian shirts that weekend for sure.
Yeah.
All right, that's all the basketball questions I got for you.
Okay.
New year, 2025. Any New Year's resolutions for you or anything like that?
Got a cup pop out. It's kind of my main one to focus on. I don't know why I used to not be a pop drinker at all, but this fall I've started drinking a lot of it, so I'm trying to gut that out.
What's the go-to?
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper is very, very good, I will say. I was back home for Christmas, and I had my first Coca-Cola in like years, and I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
It just hits you right in the head.
My sister's addicted to Coke.
It's very, very good. Very, very good for sure. What's your major?
I'm English and secondary ed.
You're going to be a teacher someday.
Yes.
Wow. Really. Mm-hmm. Good for you. It's impressive. Someone's got to do it.
I know. I'm excited.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah.
Awesome. Most overplayed song on the radio right now that you can think of?
This is kind of a throwback one, but when Cake by the Ocean was playing, I literally could not stand it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with my whole entire being. It's the one song I can think of where, like, when I listen to it, I genuinely can't listen. Like, I just hate that song so much. But
for me, it's probably Imagine Dragons and Thunder.
Okay.
That's one of them.
That's fair.
And Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet.
I don't know if I've...
You've probably heard it. It goes like, are you gonna be my girl?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Hate that song. I don't know
That's also fair, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, that song I just could not listen to, and it played forever and ever and ever, but yeah.
Totally get that. What's something about you that most people wouldn't know about you?
I am the oldest of five girls. Six girls in my house, including my mom, my dad, and then my dog Chapo. And then my other, like, relative that we do all of our family stuff with, it's my mom's sister, and she has three girls. So.
Wow.
Yeah, and then there's only two boys on my dad's side, and there's, like, seven girls. So we're just kind of a family full of girls, and I'm the oldest in my family, which has been fun.
Interesting. Okay. What's something that you absolutely cannot live without?
My phone. I cannot live without my phone.
Standard college answer.
I could live without Snapchat, but I couldn't live without my phone.
All right. Fair enough. Describe yourself in one sentence. It could be a run-on sentence. Could be some semicolons and commas in there.
This might be deep, but I would say Isabel Moore loves hard. Everything that I love really hard, and I'm very passionate about. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. What show are you currently binge-watching on Netflix or Hulu or something else?
One Tree Hill.
Ah.
Yes.
Yeah. A little Gavin DeGraw.
Yep. I never got into it.
Great
I got
show.
I into it a couple months ago, and I've been binge-watching it, so, yeah.
What season are you on right now?
I'm on season 5.
Okay.
Yeah. I have to take breaks from it because sometimes it's so cringy, I actually have to shut my phone off and
yes.
be like, no more, I can't watch this, and then I'll take a couple days off and I'll end up turning it back on and get into it, but yeah.
I'm a big fan of that show. Have you gotten to the Angels and Airwaves episode yet? Where
yep.
I love that.
I actually looked up those songs.
Yeah. It was like, it's one of my favorite bands ever.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a real band, and I was like, these songs are actually good, and I looked them up.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I met Tom DeLonge after a concert in Chicago.
Oh, cool.
Shook his hand and everything, yeah. I'll show you that photo after the interview. Craziest thing that you've ever done on a dare?
I don't know why my mind went here, but in COVID, all my friends, we were quarantining, and we could have, my parents would let us have our friends over. We were at our, like, neighborhood clubhouse, and we were in the hot tub, and they dared me to get out, and, like, we live right on Minnesota, which is the huge road that runs through Sioux Falls, and we all ran across the highway in our swimsuits in the
Naturally.
Middle of winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
a little frostbite, probably?
Yeah.
Ouch.
It's a good memory, though.
Yeah, for sure. So, back in high school, there's, like, the senior prank. Do you remember your senior prank?
Yeah. One of the kids in my grade got this, like, huge poster of our assistant principal when he was in college. It was, like, a throwback picture. And O'Gorman was pretty strict.
Uh-huh.
Our assistant principal was kind of the strictest. So, he printed out this huge, like, fabric poster of our assistant principal in college and hung it from the top because you could get on the roof of our school.
Okay.
So we got on the roof like super early in the morning, hung the poster. We all saw it when he came to school. He ended up getting into a bunch of trouble, but yeah, that was our senior prank.
I think that's fantastic. Good deep cut right there. Who's your favorite movie character?
Maximus from Gladiator.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you not entertained?
Yeah, are you not? Yes.
There you go.
That's our like family go-to movie. We watched it.
Nice.
Too many times, but.
Sure, sure. What's the difference between there, and there?
I'm an English major, so I should know this.
Right.
Well, there.
You'd be surprised how many people don't.
Yeah, no. That's a ick for me when on Instagram when I see those. But there, with the apostrophe R-E, is a contraction for they are.
Mm-hmm.
There, E-I-R, is a possessive, so it's if something owns something or is in control of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then T-H-E-R-E is just, like, over there.
Yeah, location.
Like, location, place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good for you. Tried to get you on that one, and I've gotten many people on that
one. I'm sure you have.
No doubt about it. Are you a good sleeper?
Comes and goes. I'll have weeks where I can sleep really good and then weeks where I can't. But in general, I would say yes. I'm blessed with a good sleep.
Wait till you're in your early 30s, like yours truly.
I'm scared.
Not as easy.
Yeah.
If you could go back in time and change one world event, what would it be?
I kind of wish Michael Jackson was still alive. I don't know why, but
it's a random one.
Yeah, I remember when the day he died, for some reason, my dad was like a huge fan. So I guess I wish you didn't die. I don't know. That was really stupid. I can't think.
You know what? That's okay. I remember that day because I was working at the Knollwood Country Club in Illinois, and it was on the big screen there in the grill room, and everyone's freaking out. And I was like, oh, Michael Jackson died. So I remember where I was on that one, too.
I don't know why that's a core memory, but... And then ever since then, I've just, like, wished that I could see him sing, but yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I appreciate that answer. Any hidden talents? Everyone knows you're a good basketball player, but you got any hidden talents? Can you juggle or something like that or something completely different?
I can't sing or... I played the piano up until, like, middle school. I wish I would have kept playing, but Probably that. I can still play a few songs.
Like 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton?
I can't play that one. I'm sorry.
That's all right. What's your biggest phobia? Like snakes, spiders, anything like that?
Uh-huh. I would say sharks.
Hmm.
They freak me out. But not like terribly where I won't get in the ocean, but when I'm out there, it's kind of where my head's at.
Well, really. You're just in Hawaii. How did you deal with that when you're out there?
I did well, because there were always groups of people around. And, like, when we were on the boat, it just felt safe.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, sharks never attack groups of people.
Yeah. Yeah. I would never, like, jet ski, I don't think, in the ocean or something like that.
Sure.
Or really go out there and surf.
Did you enjoy your time out there in Hawaii?
Oh, yeah. It was a blast. Favorite part of the year, probably. It was a lot of fun.
No doubt about it. So how old are you?
I'm 22.
22. Okay, mm-hmm. So what does Izzy Moore at 42 look like?
I have 5 kids. I'm married. Stay-at-home mom, just kind of raising the kids. Yeah, kind of just enjoying my family and living close to my family now because I always want to be close to my mom.
Sure.
But yeah, I kind of just want to have a lot of kids and settle down.
5, huh?
Yeah.
It's a big number.
I'm family of 5.
Loud house.
I think that's where I get that from. Yeah.
Okay. Boys, girls, any particular?
Boys and girls. I think first boy. Then from then, I don't care.
Sure. Well, whatever God gives you, it's all
yes.
a blessing. No doubt.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Couple either or questions here. Knockout or horse?
Horse.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Do you have a good memory or bad memory?
Bad memory.
Is it, well, you already answered this one in a roundabout way earlier, but pop or soda?
Pop.
Yeah, you said pop earlier, for sure. Mm-hmm. Good eyebrow day or a good hair day?
Good hair day.
Being nice or being honest?
Being honest.
Okay. Layup or a jump shot?
Layup.
Half-court buzzer beater or a game-saving blocked shot?
Half-court buzzer beater.
But you're winning the game.
I know. Well, oh, true. It's not a game winner.
No, it's just
definitely a block then.
Okay.
If it's a game winner.
Gotcha.
Block. Yeah.
Fair enough. Chinese or Italian?
Italian.
Is your family Italian or?
No, we're not, but I like pasta a lot, so.
Don't we all? Makeup or natural?
Natural.
Okay. Mascara or highlighter?
Mascara.
Who wins in a fight, Batman or Spider-Man?
Batman.
Dressing up or dressing down?
Dressing down.
Burgers or seafood?
Burgers.
Same. Fruit roll-ups or gushers?
Gushers.
Love me some gushers.
Yeah.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Correct answer.
Yeah.
Singing or dancing?
Dancing.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Let's say you're given an elephant. Do you keep it or do you sell it?
Sell it.
CPR to a total stranger with bad breath or eat 5 grasshoppers?
CPR. Bad breath.
Tall or short?
Tall.
Dine in or take out?
Dine in.
Apple or Android?
Apple.
Introvert or extrovert?
Extrovert.
Best fast food for you?
Cane's.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
My favorite.
My in-laws had Cane's for like the Christmas meal, ironically enough. They kind of catered
in. Oh,
really? Yeah, it was kind of strange. But I was like, that's awesome. I love Raising Cane's.
I'll go with it, yeah.
I was really, really fired up about that. Worst fast food?
Popeyes.
Okay. If you could buy one thing right now, unlimited money, money's not a problem, what do you buy?
I would buy 5-star all-inclusive vacation with me and all my friends.
There you go.
I know I said earlier, but that's kind of just where my head's at with this cold weather. So.
Yeah, I'm right there with you for sure. Would you rather be blind or have no sense of taste?
No sense of taste.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And finally, would you rather be able to fly or be able to read minds?
Fly. Then you could fly anywhere. Read minds would be cool, but also scary.
Yeah.
Too, like... intrusive, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. All right, finally, we wrap things up with word association. I'll toss a word or a phrase, and just the first thing that comes to your mind, just come out and say it, okay?
Okay.
Can be a sentence or a word or whatever. Sioux Falls.
South Dakota.
Leg day.
Squat.
Augustana University.
Vikings.
Wayne State.
Warriors? I might be wrong. Tigers? I don't know.
Wildcats.
Wildcats.
Hey, it's in the feline
yeah.
family. It works. Northern State University.
Wolves.
South Dakota.
Grass.
Did you say grass?
Yes.
Okay. First thing that comes to your mind.
Like prairies.
Sure.
Grass.
Okay, that works. The Midwest.
Prairies.
Okay. Rain.
Fall.
Books.
Read.
You have a favorite book?
I just read Verity by Colleen Hoover, and there was a big twist at the end. and it had me like turning the page over and over and over again, which weirdly as an English major I'm like not that into reading, but when I find a good book I really enjoy it.
You know what my wife does, and I hate this about her. I mean, I love my wife, don't get me wrong, but she reads the last page of the book all the time. So like she'll start reading this book, oh this is so great, and then she'll just so she'll go all the way to the end and read the last page, then goes back and can obviously finishes the book. But it's like, why would you do that?
She just can't deal with the like,
she loves whatever, we're watching like The Bachelor, Bachelorette, whatever, she's always looking up the spoilers.
No way.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, I know. Very
must
different.
Be something in her brain. She just can't fight the urge.
I don't know. She's always Googling stuff.
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Shout out to my wife. I love you very much, but that's one thing about her that just drives me kind of batty. All right. Old Country Buffet.
All you can eat?
Yeah, there you go. There. Snapchat streaks.
Stupid.
Correct. iPhone.
Charger.
Are you always missing your charger or something?
Yes, I am one of those people.
Yeah, yeah. Honesty.
Good.
Afraid.
Spiders.
Mean Girls.
High school.
Facial hair on guys.
Good.
Facial hair on girls.
Bad.
Revenge.
Bad.
Twitter, or I guess X now.
Tweets.
Facebook.
Older people.
Disney.
Movies.
McDonald's.
Fries.
Country music.
Mariah Carey. I don't listen to country music.
More of a religious. Okay, yeah, that works. I was going to say you're more of a religious music kind of person.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I try to listen to that one.
Okay. Rock and roll.
AC/DC.
Can't believe you almost said Mariah Carey there with country music. Totally off base. I'm keeping that in there, by the way. I'm not editing that out. Pumpkin spice latte.
Starbucks.
Okay. Are you a big coffee person?
Yes, huge.
Gotcha. What's in your coffee? Are you going black or cream and sugar?
I do cream and sugar, but I do not like super sugary coffees. Like when there's too much syrup, I can't drink it.
You could probably tell in this studio. Can you smell the coffee in here?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. I got two cream and that's it. Madeline Bragg.
Beast.
Morgan Fiedler.
Hustle.
Rihanna Phillippe.
Heart.
NSIC Player of the Week this week as well. DeConte Smith.
Tough.
Elena Beneke.
Funny.
Michaela Jewett.
Solid.
Josh Lees.
Oh, Josh. He's sweet.
Guy's just always working out, man.
He's always working out.
Unbelievable. I wish I had his drive.
I know. I do, too. He eats a lot, so he does have to work it out, work it off.
But. Good for... Well, that's the thing, is I eat a lot, too. I just don't.
You just don't work out.
More power to him. Katie Burke.
She's special.
Paula Kruger.
I'm going to say heart for her, too.
Your family.
Important.
And finally, Izzy Moore.
Hustle.
Good word. Final thoughts, shout outs to family, friends, kind of wrap things up here a little bit?
Not really. Thank you for having me on. It was fun.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. No shout outs to family, huh?
Shout out my grandma, Julie. She'll probably listen to this. My mom and my dad. I love you and miss you. I'll be seeing, if this is airing on Friday, I'll see you today. And oh, Lucy, my sister Lucy, her birthday is Friday, January 10th.
All right.
Oh so, yeah.
It's
happy
my brother's
birthday, Lucy.
It's my brother's birthday, ironically enough. He's late 30s, your sister... Not late 30s.
Yes, not late 30s, but...
Yeah. All right, that's the Junior Izzy Moore on today's edition of the show. Appreciate you doing this. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.